Yeah.
Hello, man.
Yeah.
Double R Recipe Radio is back in the building. We almost all here, man. It's 2/3 of us here. You know, Roach G.
What's up, Roach? I'm a B Streets, and you know.
Hey, you said I'm a B Streets.
My bad. I was thinking of too many things at once, but I'm B Streets.
Yeah, man.
Over there we got Roach Gigs, and this is Recipe Radio. And
welcome.
You know, it's just gonna be us two today. You know what I'm saying? One of the case out there handling business in LA right now. So,
yeah.
But he did leave us some things to play for him. You know,
he definitely picked some songs that he wants y'all to hear. So we gonna take care of that for him for sure.
Yeah. So you know, we gonna get into this right quick. We got a battle. Kind of thing that we're gonna get into.
It's like a personal battle, though.
Yeah,
it's like a self-inflicted battle with yourself.
Yeah, like who, what, which way should I go? Or,
I don't
know, man. But we gonna get into that right now. But we're gonna let you listen to.
Who we gonna start off with?
We gonna start off with a B.O.B.
All right, B.O.B. man,
aka Bobby Ray.
Yeah, but this the B.O.B. side though.
But yeah, so you know we're broadcasting from
Oakland, California, Youth Radio. Yep.
Yeah, we're doing that live on iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying?
And the podcast is also on RecipeRadio.podomatic.com.
Yeah. So
if you didn't know,
let's get into this B.O.B. right now.
Hell yeah.
Go right ahead, say whatever you want, please. But that's it, go ahead, I'm here all day. Yep, well, say what you like, but I just take a little knife and then I make a little slice and then I take a little bite, yum. So miss me with all that doubt. What are y'all talking about? Talking about I ain't dope? What the hell are y'all blogging about? I'm the authority now, and I'm the priority now. So if you ain't on my side, might as well just throw in your towel. Oh, how cocky of me to speak so highly of me. They say I'm crazy now. I guess I'll hire a shrink, and this is just how I feel. Why would I lie on the beat? But y'all be sleeping on me, so I guess y'all lie on the beat. Well, that went over your head, and I'm B.O.B. AK Bobby Ray, so don't you ever forget, yeah.
Right, bitch, I'm back. Once again, where the fuck we at? Standing strong and you can run and tell them sucker niggas that. Give me my hand, give me my cuff. Play my beat and leave me alone. And you can bet I'ma bring that fucking trophy bag home. Yelling hooray, hoorah. Either way, I want my moolah like it's payday. And I ain't leaving the game until I say it's trade day. I fuck deltas to the AKAs. Together assholes who name their bad son Tay-Tay. Ray-Ray and Day-Day. I'm busting like AK, fuck around and find your ass in a motherfucking melee. So say what you will, nigga, you can talk it or block it. Like diarrhea to toilet stools, I ain't coming off it.
Everybody know he cannot be held back. It's killer cure from the veil. Don't rest, don't chill. Been bunking since that crack. Fat boy, fly boy, fly boy. Fat boy, know they hating that nigga hate that. I prevail in spite of healing. Now I'm boss hogging in the lab. Well, actually, it's a Benz, my friend. I just rhyme this shit for rap. And actually, I got businesses. I ain't really got the motherfucking rap. I'm talking barbershops and corner store. Independent label, GT. I own them. About to open a studio. Bet you y'all will love me. I'm gonna get your ass a record deal and buy your funky publishing. And say what you like, but don't fuck with Mike. I'm a lot of J. Quince and a Lucia Knight. I'm throwed in the game like a basketball. I'm a big dog, you flee on my ball. What you say don't pay, so sincerely I say, motherfuck your mamas and all of y'all.
Y'all little bruh, you know what I'm saying? This a big dog right here, man. It's a big dog. Might bigger, it's bigger, you know. Known as Killer Kill from the Ville. I just want to say, little bruh, man, I'm proud of you, little bruh. You know what I'm saying? Well, who is B.O.B.? And now you saying, man, it's Bobby Ray. I respect it, bruh. And I respect it like when Muhammad Ali came out of Cassius Clay, man. So I'm happy to meet Bobby Ray, little bruh. And let me tell you something, little bruh. Any hater, man, any hater that come up against you, bruh, he don't want to see the crystal, he don't love the acoustic guitar, he wants y'all to tune. Tell him to suck 10,000 wee wee, man. And Big Bruh said that, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell him to play booty hole game at the motherfucking, tell him to play at the Bulldog Blue. You know what I mean? But don't play with Bobby Ray, man. I'm fucking with your heart, man. Grind Time Rap Game, bang, 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 man. He dope because I said so. Holla at me.
And this is Bobby Ray. Yeah, man. That's Bobby Ray. And B.O.B. was first, though. B.O.B. was first. Bobby Ray came second. And you feel me? You could definitely hear the difference between the two. I definitely could. He came into the game and basically, you know, he evolved. Like, we all evolved. And he came in thinking, like, out of his word, out of his mouth, the words I heard was he came in thinking that he had to be this certain somebody. He had to talk this certain way. He had to act this certain way, rap this certain way. And as he was a part of the industry for a little longer, he realized, nah, I think it's better if I be myself. If I, everything that I do and feel and talk and walk, put it out how it's supposed to be put out. And that's, I guess, what Bobby Ray came from. So, you know.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, they, like, in on the Bobby Ray song, they, since he came into that new style, they begin to compare him to Andre 3000 and stuff. But it's like, what you think about that? You think that's a comparison?
Is it a new style? Can you say it?
I mean, not a new style, but his new style. Like, I mean, from what he was doing before. Because now, instead of just rapping, he's really singing and playing instruments and being real versatile with everything that he's doing.
You know what?
And that's something that Andre 3000 does. So automatically, if you're doing more than one thing, they're going to try to compare you to the next person. And plus, they both from Atlanta. So, I mean, I think that's most of why they're doing it. It's not really because he's trying to, feel me, imitate him or nothing.
You know what? It's like this. Like, when people say that you sound like something else, it's only from their own knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they never heard of, like, if they never heard of anything else that Andre 3000 actually drew his inspirations from, they were not going to say that anybody else sounds like that. They're going to say, you sound like Andre 3000, because that's all I know that sounds like, you know, of the sort. You know, following me?
Yeah.
So, like, let's put, for example, if I don't even have no examples right now. But anyway, like, it's like, you know, it's from your own perspective. If the only thing I heard was Outkast and I never heard of any of Outkast influences, then I'll just be like, you sound like Outkast. Because yeah. I'm ignorant of if anything.
Because there's nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, I'm ignorant of anything else that actually
that was
came
previous to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, and that's like, I mean, it's possible to do some new stuff, but everybody's influenced by somebody. Or else, exactly. How you gonna even start in the first place? So, of course, people gonna make these comparisons and this and that. But I mean, unless you outright and it's obvious, then I mean,
yeah. Unless you just unless you bite, then it's like, okay, yeah, you yeah, sound yeah. like that person because you yeah. bit off him. But yeah. if it's not biting, then it's just like, you know, it's from your own perspective.
Oh yeah. But anyway, though, what you got for us?
It's my turn now?
It's your turn.
All right. I got some a new summertime song
for
people that going through stuff right now that's trying to keep their person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, summertime is usually the time when, you know, you let the old ones go because, you know, it's time to look for some new ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, the right summertime is when everybody's showing less skin. So you can see, you know, do I really just, like, you know, feeling this person? Because I can see everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you know. So we're just going to get into this Amarie, Why Are You?
Amarie, Why Are You? And she's fine, too. I ain't going to lie. Here we go.
Wasted all my time, and here I am still crying over you.
I might be the only one for you. I'm not gonna lie, I could be.
Dum 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 dum. It's Recipe Radio.
Double R.
We're back.
Youth Radio.
That was A Marie. Why are you?
With that fine ass.
I chose that because you know, A Marie is a her the way she the way her career is set up, right? Like, you only hear new A Marie like almost every summer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the way that the climate is right now for music is that's like the best thing to do for artists as of right now, like, for a couple of reasons. One, it gives the artist enough time to really make their artistry like perfected, you know what I'm saying? Rather than trying to come out with like two albums a year, you're just really just focused on that one album. And you know, and because you have a lot of time, there's no excuse for your material to be weak, you know what I'm saying? Like, A Marie has hits on every single album she comes out with, you know, because she has that time to really hone in on her skills and perfect it.
Yeah.
And then two, you know, everybody's gonna be expecting, you know, you to come out every summer and with
so,
a hit.
So they're gonna be waiting for.
They're gonna be waiting. So really, you keep your fan base, you keep them anticipating you all year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's a good way to keep fans and make sure your artistry doesn't go to S.
And on top of that, the summer is just that time where, like, it's always been like that summer song or those few summer songs. Like, people always looking for that.
Yeah, something to just knock and just feel good, or just think about something while feeling good. Like,
yeah.
And plus, A Marie can actually sing. Like, you know, she had those. You could tell that she has a jazz background in singing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way she harmonizes in every song is just crazy. Like, I love hearing A Marie harmonize with herself.
Yeah, because there's some singers that, you know, they're entertainers. They're not singers, but she's a singer.
She is a singer, and she an entertainer too. You know what I'm saying? I love all her videos.
Yeah, I love all her videos.
Anyway, so you know,
anyway, though,
I think I'm thinking I'm gonna pass the rock to you right now, Armando.
Pass the rock, drop the potato. Look, well, I mean, we were talking about B.O.B. He's on Grand Hustle, T.I.'s label and stuff. But my favorite artist personally from Grand Hustle is Young Dro. Like, when he first came out with Shoulder Lean, like, what was that, like 2 or 3 years ago? That was a single.
Shoulder Lean.
Yeah, and that, and like, everybody I knew was slapping that album, his first album. Like, it was everywhere. Like, it was basically, if the critics didn't call it a classic, like, everybody else did. Like,
a hood classic.
Yeah, basically, it was a hood classic. And I mean, I don't know, bro. He's been gone for a while, but he's been putting out new material, and this is just one of them new songs that I was feeling. So, yeah, man, it's Young Dro on fire.
Woo! Recipe Radio.
Know that Wi-Fi. Hey. Know that Wi-Fi. Young Dro. Hey. Know that Wi-Fi.
I'm fire, fire. Bitches go retarded. 1,000 pants. Chickens in my Chevy truck, classy, super straight. Draw you cannot duplicate. Nigga, you ain't hustle till you sold it out to Super 8. Travelord, Super K, do what Uncle John do. Uncle Strong could got him coughing like the swine flu. That's a common Brit, 5 times, 10 times, 2. You say you spend a million on that jury, who you lying to? Trying who? Nigga, I was suffocated, buffocated. Showing how to cultivate it by how a usher stay. Must I say I'm green with the hustle, I for muscle pain. Before they start biting, I require y'all muffle they mouth is doubtless.
Fire.
I think you need some auto-tune if you're gonna do that.
I know, but auto-tune's dead. Jay-Z killed it. What was
what
that?
What size gun did he use? Huh?
What was that? The song.
On fire. Young Dro.
Young Dro.
Young Dro. He's on fire because you smoking him. But yeah, man. That was, I mean, you feel me? You could obviously tell that it was designed to be a hit. It had all the elements that would make it a hit. It was produced by Jim Johnson, who also produced Whatever You Like, I think, which it's similar to Lightweight. You know,
you can have whatever you like.
And yeah. He also produced Lollipop, I believe. And I think after he produced Lollipop is when everybody started running for him for that type of, you know, that soft hit, though. But
soft,
I don't know. Like,
I thought Manny Fresh produced it. It sounds like some straight Manny Fresh right there.
I don't know, man. You're the producer. I just like the song, man. Come on, man.
I like it too. I'm just saying. I really thought when it first came on, I thought Manny Fresh
was a Manny Fresh beat.
Was it Manny? I was waiting for Manny Fresh to come in some type of, you know, one part of the song and be like, Dro, what you smoking on? And then somebody say something, and they just do a caller response thing, but he didn't do it. So I was like, this must not be Manny Fresh.
Because there was no caller response.
There was no caller response from Manny Fresh. So I was
I guess there you have it. But yeah, man, that's Young Dro. I like Young Dro. Everybody likes Young Dro. I'm waiting for a CD to come. I don't know when it's going to come, but it's supposed to be coming soon. He was on the... it's just like his whole wordplay is hella more creative than most people. Like... And it's not even about saying something different. Like, you could say the same thing, but just say it in a different way. Be more creative with what you're saying so it grabs my attention and you're not just like everybody else. Like, he doesn't sound like everybody else. And it's obvious that he sticks out in the crowd, rapping-wise, basically, these days.
Yeah, when you hear Young Dro, you hear Young Dro.
Hell yeah. And that's how it's supposed to be.
It's not like you hear a rapper and you're like, I wonder if that's Lil Wayne. Is that Lil Wayne? No, that's Drake. Oh, man.
Yeah. Or whatever. Whatever the case may be, but yeah.
You know what? We're just going to start playing songs for y'all. Just songs that we just feeling right now. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of the show.
What you got?
I got this one... Jazz Specs song. This is a group called Jazz Specs from Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Man, the A's taking over. Everybody's from the A. And is A. Marie from the A too?
I'm not sure. I will find out though. But yeah, this is one of those groups that like we was talking about earlier when we was talking about Leah. Like, you only sound like something to somebody else from what they already know. So when you listen to this, you might be like, it sounds like some Outkast. But it doesn't, because Jazz Specs is doing themselves, you know what I'm saying? And it only sounds like Outkast to you because that's the only thing that you've ever heard that sounds like similar. So anyway, we're going to get into this Jazz Specs. The song is called 2012, and it's with one of my favorite singers. Well, it's with one of my favorite singers, Janelle Monae, and we're gonna get into that because instrumental's about to go off.
I got one question Jazz about specs. 2012.
Hurry up!
Aren't we all gonna die in 2012?
Ask him what do they know. for 10
sunshine
seconds.
Perfume and
new shit. New shit. New shit. New shit.
Alive to a limit, remind you of the sky when I'm in it. We on cloud nine for the minute. Am I your style and your physique? And I ain't trying to critique, but you deserve a good drink. So what's up? What you sipping on? It's no problem. Black and gold bottles like I'm pro New Orleans. But shawty, I'm far from a saint, but I got two A-nexes that look the same way. When you see that's me, my body say Prada and they body say Fila. I don't gotta tell you, you know about me, huh? Come to DC and I can make you a believer. See, baby, I'm a leader, stay away from a leader. And I ain't tryna lead you wrong, sugar, I need ya. So won't you please listen to what I would need from you.
Get your hands up, get your hands up. Yeah, yeah,
in the mirror,
I see you by the bar.
Ask her what do they know.
Around them couldn't stay calm. A fly young, if any, he was as smooth as they come. But they was warring in the streets like Vietnam. They was riding down the streets and she didn't see it come. On some belly, his small was approached by a bum. Seven shots to the car, left over them numb. Ron survived, God was little Siobhan. 16, didn't even get a chance to see prime. He was a teenage thug. So pay attention, please. By the man stuck in the box, just like parentheses. His mama smoked rocks, his daddy sniffing D. 6 years old, first time he hit some trees. 9 years old, witness his daddy OD. A week later, his mama crashed, flipped her SUV. DOA, dead on the spot, instantly. At 11, he got attacked so viciously by two pit bulls that roam off his leash. Bit a hole in his cheek, scarred it with his teeth. In and out, juvenile hall. Since 16, that's when he went to YA and missed his teens. Okay, damn, then they sent him upstate. Caught a case while he was locked up and missed his date. Ain't been home since 87 Christmas Day. For the last 20 years, he just sit and play. He was a teenage thug.
Better than Tiger play golf, or all-star. Never drive a small car. Davin's on mine, shitting on y'all car. Everybody know Gotti rode the big body. And everybody know I turn out the potty. Catch me at Vladdy's, in the tunnel. Drinking like a fish, mouth like a funnel. On everything, thins, weed, and drink. Whatever else I want to put in my tank. What y'all think? I was scary, man. I'm Drake Ghost. I do everything.
I play everything. Video games to pretty hoes, man. Do everything. From fly fishing to badminton. Do everything. From surfing to skiing. Stay shit not peeing. And some European. Everything.
I slide up, it's paid for.
Everything.
Man, you know what's all on the hoe. I slide up to the German Shepherd. Minked out leopard. Tailored down suits with my gators checkered. I'm a ghetto millionaire. Hoes pay me from everywhere. I send them to the track, they bring me money back state to state. Tony is great, money is made. Catch me in Miami with Miami moving weight. I came in the dough, haters on the flow. Pocket full of money, my bitch is ready to hold. Bring that dough is all they wanna do. Why fuck the bitch when you a pair to fuck you? Horn slide through, I'm with a chosen few. Vipped up, feeling like Vegas, I'm chipped up. Pull a six up, got them looking like, whoa.
I play everything. Video games to pretty hoes, man. Do everything. From fly fishing to badminton. Do everything. From surfing to skiing. Stay shit not peeing. And some European. Everything. Huh. Everything.
Give me a OPE with everything on it. That's right, Alice. You know I want it. Every lady in my my palace is named Alice. Dre run things like JR from Dallas. Or Blake Carrington or Victor Newman. If another nigga bite me again, I'm suing. Ooing the hell. Didn't know. I do everything, everywhere I go. Man, your game is lame, it's very plain. You need to quit rapping, I put that on everything. I need some Mary Jane, some Champelli, man, a smelly thing. Joe Kelly is my rally, man. Mac Dragos got hoes in Barbados. And like Sugar Wolf, I gather up stables. Record labels want me to sign, but I'm signed to Thiz, and Thiz is mine.
It's that Tonight Show, man. What you know about it? It's D-Lo. Get at it. D-Lo. See me? I live a Mac life. Money got a stack right. Ain't about no dough, I tell her to get her act right. Because I'm D-Lo, you already know my get down. You know I get down, chopping with a big round. You let her run your mouth, but I don't really be speaking. After war, nigga, I'ma be the last Mohican. On the beats, on the streets, I'm a mother beast. Knocking down and think none the least. Yup, and I'm a mother fool boy. Cuss a bitch out, I'm a mother fool boy. Oh, you hard down before you was a schoolboy. Used to pack books, but now you packing tools, boy. Nope, not me, dog. Been packing, man, I been with this shit, dog. But that don't matter, the matter is the dough. DJ Fresh, let them know about that D-Lo. Now they get the money, the thugs, they get the drugs. The fighters, they get the glove. And suckers, y'all get the mug. The wifeys, they get the love. In clubs, we get the snub. The killers is facing life and the victims is up above. When it's war, I keep a K on the streets. I keep a 9. The hustlers be on the grind. The fiends, they sniff the line. Lawyers are changing mind. VAs are give you time. You knew you can do the crime. You know you can do the time. I got 2 in one day. With 1K, went to jail Sunday, was bailed out by Monday. On Tuesday, bruh, you know I got my back. On Wednesday, I followed up and got my dough back. On Thursday, they let my nigga Rico out. And I never stop rapping till the heat go out. And I never stop clapping till that is gone. I keep a 100-round drum in this danger zone.
Stop. Just drive it. Drive. Don't stop it. Don't, please.
Damn, what?
Just drive it. Drive.
She drive it to the clap like a back won't snap. She landed on my lap like a landing patch. I could tell by her face, but she playing stupid. When I grab on her waist, baby breaks into it. Lean on me, gripping on the monkey. Red monkey jeans for at least the time being. She pearl queen, I'm trying to be king. And rule that thing every time that I heen. Pretty and thick, not afraid of the sweat. She wants sex and your pearl is next. She grab on my neck, arch her chest. This is how we dance with the water wet. But don't be scared and don't be shy. C-A-L-I, boy, and I'm that guy. When they play this, lights, camera, action. The kid in upgrade, make the pearl get active.
Now drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap. Drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back. Now drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap. Drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back. Now drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap. Drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back. Now drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap. Drop it to the clap, pick it up,
let me see you drop it. Pick it up, now pop it. Move it fast, baby girl, don't stop it. Out of the whole club, girl, you the hottest. You looking good, girl, ooh, you got it. Move that thing, girl, shake them hips. Back that thing up on it, don't be scared of the stick. She feeling it now, she know what to do. She wanna take it to the floor while I'm following you. Girl, that's what it do. And you say you got partners that get down like you. If they think like you, I think I like that crew. So what y'all about to do tomorrow round 2? I got a pocket full of money and my niggas do too. Y'all got drink, we got perk, let's do what we do. No cannon, I see she choose, it's the kid. You don't come with me, you lose.
the clap, drop, drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back now. Drop it to the clap, drop, drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back now. Drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back now. Drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap, drop it to the clap, pick it up, throw it back.
She go low, then throw it up. Got me up against the wall, don't slow it up. Gripping on my jeans while I hold her up. I make her weak in the knees, got her going nuts. Moving that waist, it's hypnotizing. Pretty ass face, so tantalizing. Got me fantasizing, cause her pearl is diamond. She feel me rising, so she keep on grinding.
Yeah, man, we out of here. It's Recipe Radio. You know, that was my last little mix because I was rocking with all the Bay artists. You know, shout out to D-Lo, Mob Squad, DB, all of y'all, Rico, Mr. Fab, everybody. But I got to take it out with a hometown hero, me and Messy Morph. What's up with it, boy? We out of here. Recipe Radio, Youth Radio. I'm Roger G, and this all me.
Playing with my nose, sipping on Brandy. Playing with my nose, where bitches can't stand me. Playing with my nose, playing with my nose, nigga. Playing with my nose, watching TV. Playing with my nose, smoking on weed. Playing with my nose, nigga. Popping these E's. Playing with my nose, playing with my nose, nigga. Playing with my nose, holding on a tick. Riding some wet on my way to the jets. Nigga playing with my nose. Smoking on a stick. Drinking that shit. Talking to a bad yellow bitch. Playing with my nose. I'm bout what you bout. Knock your shit out in front of the Waffle House. Nigga playing with my nose. I ride with that banana. Red bandana with that white bitch Vanna. Nigga playing with my nose. Sitting on candy. Playing with my nose. Sipping on Brandy. Playing with my nose. Swear bitches can't stand me. Playing with my nose. Playing with my nose. Nigga playing with my nose. Watching TV, playing with my nose, smoking on weed, playing with my nose.